This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If Allah wants, you will lose your job. You may lose your health. You may lose your wealth. You may suffer a loss. You may lose family members. You may lose produce. Something you did not believe you would lose, you lost it. Take it in your stride. It's part of Allah's plan for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better than you and I. When Allah tests us, He tests us with tests we wouldn't have imagined He would test us with. That's the whole idea of a test and an examination. So this is Allah. Don't question Allah. Take it in your stride. If you continue to make dua to Allah, and now I'm getting to those who've just lost loved ones. You lost a loved one. It's normal to cry. It's natural to miss them. It's okay to be saddened. But it's not okay to question Allah. You don't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's okay to be sad. Pray for them. Pray for yourself. Prepare for the day you are going to be similar to them in condition. You know, when we make a dua for the deceased, we say, "Oh Allah, have mercy on them and grant them goodness," and so on. And then we say, "Warhamna idha sirna ila ma saru ilay." Oh Allah, have mercy upon us if we become similar, or the day we're going to be in a similar condition that they have gotten to already. Oh Allah, have mercy on me. When you hear of a death, remind yourself one day people will be hearing about your death. When you go to the graveyard, for example, to bury someone, it's more about you being reminded about where your abode is. That's your home. Your address is somewhere there. Subhanallah. Look around and see some of the plots and the pieces and the graves and tell yourself, perhaps the 1/10 down here is mine. Allahu Akbar. That's the way you should be looking at things, not to doom you and not to depress you, simply to speak reality. And to be able to prepare for that day. It's inevitable. You have to go, and so do I. So if you've lost a loved one, make dua for them. The most powerful thing you could ever do for them is simply to pray for their forgiveness. There is nothing more powerful than that. Yes, if they've left behind a debt, although that debt is on them, if you can help by paying up their debts, it would be a bonus for them. They would be able to achieve more comfort having sorted out a problem. But if you cannot afford it, it was theirs, not yours. Subhanallah. And this is why we say, never get yourself into debt for no reason. It's dangerous. When you go on to the day of Qiyamah, you won't know how you're going to fare because you owed someone something. Don't live your life having owed someone something for nothing. Subhanallah.